to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address, where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. Today we're going to surprise you. We're going to show you something that doesn't make sense, at least at first. But stay with us because there's an important lesson to learn. That's what our hero Tommy discovered. Welcome to another episode of Tommy Torkelson's Adventures in Health.
Oh, man. I just can't stay awake, Tommy said as he sat across from his friend Daryl during lunch at the school cafeteria.
I tell my eyes to stay open, but no, they want to sleep. Daryl took a bite of his veggie sandwich and nodded.
Yeah, I noticed, he said. You even snored in science class.
I did?
Yep. Don't you remember?
When you woke up, Mr. Williams told you to go see the school nurse after lunch.
He did?
Yes, so I think you'd better get yourself down that hallway to the infirmary and say hey to Mrs. McClintock. Maybe she'll give you a shot or something. Now, get going.
Okay.
Tommy reluctantly made his way down the hall to the door with the words Nurse McClintock printed on it. Hello, he called as he entered the neat, cozy room with the examination table, set of chairs, and metal cabinet against the wall. Hello, Tommy, a female voice called from in front of the computer desk nearby. Mr. Williams said you'd be coming to visit me during lunch. Have a seat. He says you're sleeping in class?
Well, yeah, I do doze off from time to time.
The nurse studied her new patient thoughtfully. You do seem a little exhausted. Trouble sleeping last night?
Who has time to sleep? Tommy gasped. After I get my homework done and then watch my favorite television shows and then talk to my friends and then send a bunch of text messages and then...
Okay, I get the picture, the nurse said. Don't you want to be healthy, Tommy?
Does sleep make you healthy?
Absolutely, Mrs. McClintock stated, nodding her head. You see, when you sleep, your body gets busy repairing itself, cleaning out dead cells, removing waste material from your organs, and basically doing housekeeping inside your body. If you don't sleep enough, that work just doesn't get done, and your body has to deal with all that garbage and needed repair when you're awake. Tommy whistled softly to himself. Wow, so my body needs to sleep so I can be awake enough to learn something in science class? Nurse McClintock grinned. Yes, you get the right idea. Taking time to rest and sleep are vital to good health, just like eating nutritious food, drinking lots of water, exercising, etc., etc. You got to do them all the time. That's just the way it works.
Okay, Tommy said. I get it. I'm going to cut back on all those other things I do and go to bed earlier instead.
A lot earlier. Good for you, the nurse said with a smile. But the boy hesitated.
For now, may I lay on that nice, soft examination table over there? I think my body needs to clean and repair itself during the noon break. Don't you think?
The woman smiled. I agree. Be my guest. I'll wake you when classes start again. Sweet dreams, Tommy. Rest, sleep. God knew how important those were to the human body. That's why he created night and a whole day each week called the Sabbath just for resting. We do well to take advantage of both. Listen to these beautiful words spoken by Jesus himself. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. O-R-G. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!